An army of health professionals has mobilized globally to try and beat back the coronavirus outbreak, and that includes so-called health sleuths. These are people who work constantly to trace the paths of those who may have come into contact with or become infected by the virus. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Michael Farzan. He's the co-chair and professor of the Department of Immunology and Microbiology at the Scripps Research Center. Thanks for joining us this morning. You know, there's a movie back in 2011 called Contagion. I don't know if you saw it or not, but an illness broke out and it spread quickly around the world. It was extremely deadly. And what we saw were people from the CDC, among others, who went around and spent time interviewing people to try and figure out the path of this virus. Was that an exaggeration or is that the way things work?
Well, that's both an exaggeration and partly the way things work. So, of course, in a movie, things are presented as more extreme and more dramatic than would be in this case. But, of course, also CDC investigators will be actively tracing the contacts of individuals who they discovered to be infected.
The fascinating, and it seems like overwhelming challenge here, is to track every place, everybody, everything in which a person has come in contact, each doorknob, each handshake.
Yes, that's almost the scale of the task. And we're watching different countries do that with different levels of effectiveness. On one end of the spectrum, I think you can look at South Korea right now, who is doing everything possible to uncover every possible contact to individuals who might be infected. And on the other end of the spectrum are a number of other countries, perhaps most notably Iran right now, whose case fatality rate is so high as to suggest that there are many, many more infections than they're reporting.
Dr. Farzan, this is not our first rodeo when it comes to something like this. There was the SARS outbreak in 2002 and 2003. Were there any specific lessons learned at that time that we can draw from now that will help?
Absolutely. So this virus now that's circulating is a close cousin of the SARS virus. We and a number of other investigators have been studying the SARS virus for some years. We know, and we actually, I'll probably say my lab discovered, how the virus gets into cells. The original SARS virus gets into cells, and it turns out to be the same manner in which the current virus gets into cells. That gives us an enormous advantage in understanding how best to vaccinate against this virus, and also gives us leads on other ways to protect ourselves from the virus by developing biologics that mimic and serve as decoys against that entry process.
Back to the contact tracing. At some point, does that become impossible? I mean, numerically, you simply can't, and you have to shift to a different approach?
Yes, I think you do, but I don't think we're anywhere near that point, certainly in this country. I think what one can begin to do is to contain local outbreaks in a way that will certainly slow the dissemination of the virus. And that will be critical as we start to see the scientific response come forward and help address help develop a vaccine and indeed therapies for this virus, so limiting the number of deaths that will emerge. So time is really critical, and therefore the contact tracing is critical so that we can limit the spread of the virus.
Dr. Farzan, thanks for your time this morning. Dr. Michael Farzan, the co-chair and professor of the Department of Immunology and Microbiology at the Scripps Research Center.